Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, thanks for tuning in and joining us for another episode. I'm so pumped today because I've got another interview for you. These have become really, really fun for me. So today I'm excited to bring to you Stephanie Real with Real Deal Marketing. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So Stephanie and I have gotten to know each other through a mastermind business group based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. So it's been really, really fun to get to know her and her agency and what she specializes in. And one of the things that really sparked me about Stephanie was her knowledge of Pinterest. So that is what we're going to talk all about today. But first, Stephanie, I'd love to hear, tell us about you and the agency and all the details.
Yeah, well, I'm a brand strategist and marketing consultant by trade. It's been in my blood. But I started what is now Real Deal Marketing 13 years ago, and a lot of ups and downs along the way, as so many I'm sure that are listening know too, with entrepreneurship and this wild ride it takes us on. But you know, through that time, really have had the true pleasure of helping brands show up online and being consistent with their brand voice and story. So we offer a lot more than just Pinterest, but one area that we love and have seen so much success with in the last couple of years is Pinterest. So I'm excited to talk to you about Pinterest today because I feel like a lot of people miss out on Pinterest. They're either thinking, oh, it can't be for me, or they're not doing it the right way. And that, if I can see something that's going to help someone, I always like to be able to share that input and that information, even if we're not managing it for them.
Yeah, so totally. You know, someone told me recently that they felt like, they said, oh, is Pinterest even still a thing? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. It's so like, funny to me. Like, you know,
dramatic gasp.
But yeah.
Yeah. They have over 420 million active users a month. They're one of the only platforms that actually their monthly active users continue to grow. And it's definitely a thing, definitely a place. And there's a lot happening there for brands.
Yeah. I use Pinterest. I use Pinterest literally almost every day. I use it for recipes. Yeah. I use it to like figure out what color I want to do my nails, like nail inspo.
Yeah. All the inspo. Yeah. Yep.
I also use it for outfit inspo. Like I'll go into my closet. Prime example, this weekend I was, cleaning out my closet, getting rid of like clothes I didn't wear this year so far, just like getting stuff ready to go to charity. And anything that I had like on the maybe list, like, I don't know if I want to keep this. One was like a navy blazer. And so I literally just put into Pinterest navy blazer, and it brought up so many ideas of how to wear it that I was like, oh my God, I should totally keep this. Like, I guess I was like tunnel vision of like the things that I had worn with it in the past. Yeah. I couldn't see any new ideas.
Oh yeah.
Same thing with food in my refrigerator. I'll go through and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to the grocery store, but I've got this ground turkey and I've got this bell pepper, and I will literally type into Pinterest like ground turkey recipes.
Yeah.
And then like you figure out how to use the ingredients in your refrigerator. It's like freaking genius.
Oh yeah. Well, it's that spark of inspiration, you know? And I think the thing that makes Pinterest so different than other social platforms, I don't even consider it a social platform, but we can get into that in a second. But the thing that makes it so different is it's a more positive channel. You're planning for the future. You're inspired. There's that spark. You're thinking and planning ahead. And there's excitement there too, because like whether it's an outfit or a recipe, which yes, those are two big categories for Pinterest, but there's a lot of other industries and a lot of other categories too. But the general user is just so much more positive and uplifted, which it's a fun place to be, a lot nicer than some of those other platforms that aren't as positive or nice recently. So
totally agree. And you already kind of touched on like my first question, like Pinterest is so different than all these other platforms. Like you said, you don't consider it a social media platform. Let's dive into that.
Yeah. So I actually consider Pinterest what I call social search. So it's a lot more like Google than it is like Instagram and Facebook. And what I mean by that is people are actively searching, just like you were describing. It's like you teed it up perfectly. We did not talk about this ahead of time. Just want the listeners to know. But it's somewhere where people are going and they're looking for that inspiration. They're actively seeking it out. So the amazing thing is, unlike Instagram or Facebook or even TikTok, where you have to be a little disruptive with your content, Pinterest really does operate more like Google, where you get to pop up for your ideal audience at the exact time that they're looking for you, which is a major shift in the way that you can create content for Pinterest, because it really does operate more like a search engine. So think a lot of rich keywords and the content that's going to help you get in front of those people that are looking for what you're offering in the exact moment that they're looking for it, which is pretty, pretty powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely not like a, like I think people go there with a purpose, you know? Yeah. Now I do. And obviously I'm not like the end all be all user for Pinterest. I always jokingly say like, people think their behavior is everyone else's behavior, which is garbage. This is not a focus group of one. Like not everyone in the world utilizes a platform the way Whitney does. But I think people go there with a purpose. I do think there's some scrolling, you know, just like down like on your main page. But for the most part, I do think people go there with a purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of the data and the research for the channel as a whole for those 400 million active users a month is that they are there with a purpose. They aren't just scrolling to escape or a lot of times, or you know, like you use maybe Instagram for, but they're really looking with, they have a purpose, they have a goal in mind, and they're planning for the future. And a lot of it is a really positive, they want to better their life. They want to, you know, update and elevate their look or the food that they're eating, their recipes, or even there's, and I know a lot of that content that we've just been sharing, you're like, that makes a lot of sense if you're like a blogger or you have recipes or whatever, but we see industries of all kinds performing, everything from website and design and graphic templates and those different pieces. So for B2B, for service-based businesses, that's actually a big driver for our agency is our Pinterest content each month. But then also, I mean, everything. If you have a national audience and you want to show up in search, it isn't just the recipes or the outfits that are performing there. It is content of all types. Tech. We work with a lot of health and wellness and tech brands, and we have seen some really strong, great performance, not only for visibility and brand awareness on Pinterest, but also driving real website traffic. So anything with a link, if you have a blog, if you have a website, a landing page, you can leverage that on Pinterest across a lot of different categories and a lot of service-based businesses too.
Yeah. So that was actually one of my questions is like, you really are. What are the best industries? That surprises me about like, but it makes sense. Like graphic design templates, someone's looking for you know, like their little kid's first birthday party. You know, I bet this is big for people who have Etsy shops.
Oh yeah, you know, like absolutely.
They're searching for, you know, an invitation to a kid's first birthday party. They find it on Pinterest, they click through to their Etsy shop.
Absolutely.
Wow. So what, and you said tech also?
Yeah. So we, a lot of tech within the line of health and wellness. So we work a lot in that space. But one of our recent clients, they have a yoga fitness app and we leverage Pinterest to help build their brand of visibility and to drive traffic for their app. We leveraged it a lot for their blog content and then the added benefit of driving those app downloads. Yeah. But But that's a perfect fit on Pinterest too. A lot of inspiration for audience for workouts, you know, different workout clothes, different workout regimens. So absolutely that lifestyle and that category performs really strongly, but other tech as well. Maybe it's for small business owners and it's a finance app or a freelancer app and solutions. We've seen, I've seen that kind of content do really well. We have another client actually, that's a whole, it's a competitor for like a Kajabi or Thinkific, and that content performs really well on social media. Really, truly, I believe, and I have seen it work, that any business that has a link, we can make it make sense. And I feel really confidently in that because we're using that for my own businesses too, that are all link-based, that people said a couple years ago, you have no reason for a marketing agency to be on Pinterest. And we're using my proven, and I developed a method over the last 5 years of doing this for brands, of not only how to increase visibility, but how to scale your efforts. So you can take your content and create upwards of 300 pins a month, or think of from just a handful of blog posts or a handful of pages based on your strategy. And that helped me take one client from 100,000 views on Pinterest to over 1.8 million, all organic. And with that method, we're using that method for Real Deal Marketing too. We pin not as much as we pin for our clients in a month, but we have consistently around 6,000 views on our content a month, and considerable traffic from organic search that's coming to our website too, from that initial spark of an idea on any variety of topics, from templates and different guides or resources that lead to our blog or our own service pages too.
Wow. That's so awesome. We work with a lot. And I mean, I know you know this, and some of the listeners do too. We work with a lot of hospitality based, tourism based, travel, experiential. So like spas, we have an aquarium. So those kind of things too. But I think that like, you just have to wrap your head around, like, it's not just like maybe sticking up a pin that's like, go to the Gulfarium. It's like three wildlife, you know, or three things, wildlife species you'll see at the Gulfarium, you know, or that you can experience firsthand or something like that. Then they click through to a blog post.
Yeah. Or even three tips of like some spotted fish. I know nothing about, I love aquariums and wildlife, but I don't know any of the names off the top of my head, but like three tips about the spotted catfish or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But that kind of content really performs really well. And I think the other thing that Pinterest does really well that other channels where a brand might have a presence, they don't, is those keywords. And so we leverage keywords, for every post. And then that helps you show up when people are looking. That could be a mom that's looking for things to do, or a family that's planning a vacation, especially for travel and hospitality. We've done some of this content with brand partnerships and collaborations for Pinterest before. But the really cool thing is Pinterest is like an information superhighway. In people are actively planning, they're planning their vacations there too. So you can easily share a lot of that blog content or a lot of the other subject matter expertise content, maybe some of the pitches that, you know, you turn into blog posts or whatever that content might be, you can turn that into a Pinterest content too, and then have it drive direct website traffic right back to your site, right back to a page that's all about whatever travel destination tips, you know, five things to do in Destin in the summer, five things to do in Destin in the fall, you know, like, that's exactly the kind of content that people on Pinterest are looking for, and they're actively searching. The thing that we have to keep in mind though for Pinterest, it's a longer lead platform. So what might take you 3 months on Instagram or Facebook could take you anywhere from 3 to 6 to 9 months, or maybe even a year. But the cool thing with that is some of our best performing Pinterest content for our clients are actually pins that we did 3, 4, and 5 years ago that are still driving traffic every month. So you do it the right way the first time, and it'll continue to drive traffic for you years down the road. It doesn't just poof into thin air or disappear like so much other content does these days.
So do you think everything that you put on Pinterest kind of needs to be evergreen?
Yes, absolutely evergreen. I wouldn't post anything there that that has an expiration, like a sale. We don't see sale content do as strongly there. Caveat there, you can leverage ads for that, but I would say if you're not doing, if you don't have an organic strategy in place, not even to look at ads, but I'm a little bit of a purist when it comes to Pinterest. So that's just my point of view there. But definitely more of that evergreen content. That's exactly where you want your Pinterest audience going. And also for your links, making sure that your link is somewhere that it's going to live forever too. So if you were sending them to a landing page for a specific campaign or offer that was going to go dead after a year, probably not the best place to leverage that on Pinterest. Put that on Twitter or put that on Instagram or Facebook, where it has a shorter shelf life. But on Pinterest, it's built to last. So that evergreen content is key for there.
So do you see any like key mistakes when you're logging on to Pinterest? Besides I think we just identified one is like posting things that aren't evergreen, but what are some other like key mistakes that you see people making?
Oh my gosh, so many mistakes. And I think so much of it is counterintuitive for how we think of social media. But I think that one guiding piece of it not being a social platform, it's really more social search and Google. It changes the way that we need to show up as brands there. So I think even one of the most simple mistakes, and I have a whole guide on the common pitfalls for Pinterest, and would love to give that to your listeners. So you can DM me for that, and you can get the whole guide. But I think one of the things, and this is so simple and actionable, and it'll make such a big impact, is making sure what is in your bio and that you have a link to whatever website or whatever main page you have. So many people don't use that real estate, and that's active keywords for your account as a whole. So I think that's one of the most common mistakes, other than just reposting content from Instagram and expecting to have the same results immediate. And that's just not how Pinterest works.
Yeah. I think that's so like really every social mindset. Platform. Yeah. Like don't try to be repurposing stuff from, you know, Instagram to Facebook or Instagram to TikTok. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, and some of the tools out there will even let you like reshare an exact Instagram post, and then it links to your Instagram. And I was on a podcast interview once, not that long ago. And they asked like what I thought about that. And I was like, well, what's your goal for doing that? You want to send people to your Instagram? I would think you would want people to go to your website and get information on the content that they're searching for, like actually give the audience value.
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake brands make across social or across all their marketing efforts, which that's a whole different podcast episode. but I think if we think about how the audience is using Pinterest, they're planning, they want that actionable information. They want to know the top five things to do in Destin in the summer if they're visiting. They don't want to then go to an Instagram page where they also don't have any easier way to get to a link with that information. If you send them somewhere like that, they're not going to end up taking action. They're probably just going to go do a Google search or do a different Pinterest search and go find a brand that did give them the information right away. So, gosh, I could go on forever about those mistakes, but those are just a couple of those key ones that I just have to mention because they're so common and it's so easily preventable too.
When you're uploading a pin, I mean, I know you talked about like making sure your bio has the information. Is there any like actual strategy when you're uploading a pin? Like what do people need to know about, like you were saying, like tags? And also,
oh, yes,
I'll ask you that one first. I almost went into the next one, but I don't want to jump the gun.
Oh my gosh. I have so many. Well, and this is, so I have a course that's all about Pinterest, and it's a three-step, three video piece. It's a mini course. It's super easy to get through, but it goes through all of this in detail. Because I get asked this question so much, and it is something that does make such a big difference. Because Pinterest is a search-based platform, everything is searchable. So that means your image, your file names, when you upload the pin to begin with, that's a real common mistake I see where people don't change the image name and then the algorithm actually thinks that you're uploading the same content. They don't like that.
Yep. Just like a website.
Yeah. Like, just like a website. It's exactly like a website. So those SEO basics that so many of us know and use on a website, you want to do the exact same thing on Pinterest. And then we actually find a lot of benefit from the descriptions and the titles all being based on those keywords too. There's a lot of really rich and robust analytics that are right in native Pinterest that can help you identify some of those keywords for your brand and your business. But if you already have a website, you likely already have keywords, and there is some overlap there too. So
interesting. So my next question was going to be photo versus video, you know?
Oh my gosh, both.
Really?
Both and all. So we have been, I've had the extreme honor of beta testing a lot of Pinterest features over the last 5 years. And so what they call now idea pins, I believe, I've been using for, I think five years now, but the idea there is it's their version of stories. That's the simplest way I can explain it to the audience that they'll capture and understand it. But it's very much video forward. So video there works very well. If you can teach something, a quick how-to or tutorial, a couple steps, that's great. But also video content is just like everywhere is really underutilized. And it's something that is so engaging that it does perform very strongly, but we find a good mix of both, especially depending on the content. So if you're walking someone through a how-to, or, you know, five things to do in Destin for the summer, to go back to that example again, you could probably easily make that a video, but you could also do photo content for it too and have separate pins that are going to be able to do both and then test it. But we see a lot of really strong performance from video when used with photos as well.
Wow. Interesting. And I see a lot of the graphics too, that'll have like photos and then it'll say like the name of the, you know, like three ways to use olive oil that you never knew or whatever. Yeah. You know, and then, so do you think that having like text on the image helps or hurts?
Yes. Yes. Unlike other channels where it hurts, it actually helps to have text there. The brand strategist in me always loves to have some brand recognition there too, whether it's your logo, very obscure in the corner, or just your handle on the pin somewhere. I think that that also is super helpful because it can drive that visibility. But the text and having that how-to or that, you know, maybe it's five workouts to, you know, help with stress management, that should be on the pin too. Or website templates for entrepreneurs, that should be on the graphics as well. Those are key pieces of what users expect on Pinterest. So it's a little bit different than traditional social media, where sometimes that text doesn't perform as well, especially when you're running ads. But on Pinterest, the text is paramount for that.
I definitely think and again, focus group of one moment. I do click on things though that have more text to be like, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Yeah. Oh, cool. Three ways to use olive oil or whatever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would you say are like some, I call them KPIs, key performance indicators. What are some KPIs that like show you that you're doing things right on Pinterest? Like what do you look for? And you're like, boom, this is performing.
Yeah. Whenever we're working with a client and managing their Pinterest in the first 3 months, we typically want to see their visibility, start to, and it actually should, double on itself. And so what I mean by that is if we're seeing impressions increase consistently over that 3 month period, where we're going from, in some cases, 10 impressions or 10 views on content to 1,000, which is pretty common for the clients that we work with. We want to see that initial first, because that means that our content's actually showing up in these branded searches that are happening on, or I'm sorry, unbranded searches that are happening on Pinterest, where people are actively looking for something that's related to the brand that we're managing. So that's the first indicator. It's really truly just kind of a gut check that the content that we're creating is resonating with the audience, that we're getting that, we're getting in front of the audience there. But the true identity of those performances is the engagement on the content. And this is similar to other social channels as well, where we want to see how the audience is engaging. So on Pinterest, that's with either saves, repins, or clicks, which then turn into clicks to your website or wherever the link that you're driving to is. So those are really, over time, after we're starting to build that visibility for a brand, then we want to see and follow that up with, what's that engagement like? Are we getting saves of the content? Are people repinning it, you know, on their boards? What does that look like? What are those best performers? And then from there, what's that website traffic starting to look like that we can see once people are coming to the site, how long then they're staying, and being able to track our content from there too.
Interesting. Do you think there's a certain number or do you suggest a certain amount of pins per week, per month, per whatever, you know?
A certain number of pins, yes. And that depends on brand too. We've seen success from everything from 10 to 20 pins a week to 100 pins a week for brands, depending on their goals. I think that a real sweet spot, and I think if you're just starting out on Pinterest, that can sound like a lot. Oh my goodness, that's another thin I have to do for the day. But my pin better method shows you how to scale it. But the cool thing there is it can be something you can do in an hour a week and plan content for the whole month. But I would say a real sweet spot is about 100 pins a month.
Wow.
Really to start to see that transition and that that visibility turn into actual website traffic sooner. You can start smaller. It's just going to take you longer to see results.
Wow. That sounds like a lot.
It can be. But I think that the cool thing there is my pin better method takes you and shows you how to turn maybe 10 blog posts or 10 service links into those 100 or 300 or 500 different pins in a month. So
oh, wow.
You can make it really, really actionable and take an hour and create those 100 pins too, or hire a team that's going to be able to manage that and outsource that for you too, depending on your budget and your needs too.
So you could take one blog post, let's say, and turn that into multiple different.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Very cool. I guess do you have an example you could share on that? Things become so real to me when I hear an example, like 5 things to do in Destin this summer. Like build a pin for each one for like all 5.
You could absolutely build a pin for each one. The other thing would be to leverage other keywords to create a different pin. So maybe the first one is 5 things to do in Destin in the summer. Maybe the next one is 5 things to do at a beach vacation.
Yeah.
So it's still related, but it's not exactly there.
I gotcha. Family activities.
Yeah. Family activities at the beach. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Things to do in Destin on your family vacay. You know,
yeah.
That could easily be one too. So you can easily take that and have it still relate back to the same content, the same blog post, the same link on your site, whatever that is, but you're using a different angle or a different perspective to attract that audience too.
I gotcha. Rewording it basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So like another search engine, is there, you know, like with Google, there's ways to see what like hot searches are happening. How do you like discover that in Pinterest of like, what are the top searches in Pinterest?
This is my favorite tip and tool and trick. I'm giving away all my tricks today. But this is my favorite one in native Pinterest. So if you have a Pinterest account, you have a Pinterest business account, you have access to the holy grail of user behavior insights through analytics. They have a trending topic section where you can go in and search specific keywords and see the trend data from the last 3 months. So you can know where your topic is ending up, and then search similar topics and see if there's a better way to word it. So that's a key to the keyword basis on Pinterest, which is why you can definitely use any of the keywords that you already have in your website, in your ongoing SEO for your website as a basis, and then figure out what tweaks you need to make of what's hot for Pinterest. The one thing to remember about Pinterest, though, is since it is long lead, people are planning in advance. So if you are looking at trending topics in July and it's summer, you're probably going to start seeing stuff for fall and back to school and even, hate to say it, but Halloween and Christmas the holidays, because people are planning in advance. I am not one of those people that has my holiday shopping done yet, but people on Pinterest are planning for it, even if they're not there yet. And so we work with a lot of different lifestyle brands and manage their Pinterest. And it is quite literally Christmas in July when we are planning and doing the content, but we're actually already starting to put that content out based on what's trending and what's hottest right now. So
That's kind of like what we do for PR. Like right now, what we're pitching, we have short leads that we pitch and we have long leads.
Yeah.
Long lead pitching right now, we are pitching holiday gift guides.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know.
Isn't that so crazy?
But it is crazy. I think a lot of people don't know that though, but I got my start in PR and in journalism. So I know a lot of those editorial calendars there. That's what's happening now. But it is interesting though, that just in general, everyday consumer, your ideal customer is doing the same too.
Interesting. So it's, and again, this goes back to like how Pinterest is so different. You know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok is all about like what's happening now.
Exactly.
And in fact, like we push to make our content super, super relevant right now. So that, to me, this is like the only platform that like you treat it almost like a PR pitch. Like if we want our holiday stuff to be hitting in 6 months or 5 months, we need to be uploading pins now about Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that that's a great thing also for the listeners too, not to be discouraged, because if you get started now, sure, you can share some things that are right now in the moment, but likely, especially as you're just getting started, you're going to want to be planning some of that longer, lean, evergreen content now, and then keep an eye on things for the next 6 months to 9 months and see how that performance is going for those longer term categories. You should start. And if you're following all the tips here or working with a team that knows what they're doing, you're going to start to see some of that visibility increase, but it's going to take a while. And it also, you want to be strategic with the content that you're sharing, because sharing summer content in the summer, you've already missed the boat. You have to be sharing it very similar. And that's actually probably one of the reasons I love Pinterest so much. It reminds me of my PR days back in the day.
You
have to start so much earlier. I also, I think it's definitely, you hinted at this. It's really a shift in perspective. We have to educate a lot of times our clients on why we're pitching holiday stuff now, right? Same thing with Pinterest. Here's why we have to do it now, but we have the data to back us up and verify that too.
So. Yeah. And just to get them in the mindset of thinking that far in advance is really challenging sometimes.
It
because
is.
Their operations, their boots on the ground, they're dealing with people day to day. They live in the here and now. And we're living in like Christmas time, trying to plan stuff so that when Christmas does come, they have the results that they want.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you and I both know that if we don't handle it that way, we're not going to get the results that we want. And I think that Pinterest is a very telling platform for that specifically.
Definitely. So for people who need a quick shot in the arm, I always say, I'm like, PR is not a quick shot in the arm. Like it's the long game, and Pinterest is the long game, but there is the advertising option on Pinterest. I mean, honestly, like that's something I have dabbled very little in. We have Pinterest accounts that we do for our clients and stuff, but like the advertising world is somewhat new, I guess. How long has advertising been a thing on Pinterest? Like actual paid?
I think for the masses, it has been around for the last maybe 6 or 7 years, but it really hasn't become mainstream as an offer for people to leverage it. I would say probably in the last couple of years, actually. 2020, for as tough as a year as it was for the world and for all of us living in it, Pinterest actually boomed because people were stuck at home. They were planning for the future. Also, it was like a perfect storm for Pinterest, where they unveiled a lot of new shopping and commerce heavy functionality on the platform, but also for ads specifically. So they've really been seeing a lot of strong increases and a lot of just really incredible advancements with tech. I mean, I've been using ads and content on Pinterest for the better part of a decade, but really what is happening now there and what's available now is so much better than what was there before. But I think that Pinterest is one of those areas because people will try it for a while organically and they don't see the results. They don't think about taking an advertising strategy there too, but there is a huge opportunity there. Again, for all those same industries and businesses that we've already been talking about, not just your lifestyle bloggers and your recipes or fitness or, you know, clothing, but a lot of other kinds of businesses as well. But they have they've been really building out their advertising channel where you really can dive into interests and demographics for your audience and really get quicker results there. I always say ads on any channel are your fuel to the fire. Once I like to know what's working first organically, and then we can amplify that with ads, but you can always reverse engineer that, do ads, dive into your audience and understand what's going on. And you can do it in a really pretty cost-effective way compared to other channels too.
So is it just like boosting where like you get more visibility, or?
You can do different campaigns depending on your goals. You can do boosting or that visibility and engagement. You can also do conversion-based pins. So if you have digital or physical products, you can actually tie in very similar to a lot of the other ad platforms out there for retargeting and conversion pixels, firing and getting people to purchase your products or services in that way. You can leverage Pinterest in all those ways too, and really see that content soar and those benefits really quickly unfold for you too.
Wow. I feel like we could do like a whole episode just on Pinterest advertising. Maybe that'll be like part two of this whole convo.
Yeah, I know. It's like now we opened up a can of worms.
Yeah. We'll have to totally revisit that because I definitely think we could probably have an hour long conversation about advertising strategy on Pinterest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So before we wrap up, I wanted to give you the opportunity, first of all, to thank you, because I know a lot of this is like, this is stuff in your course. Like she is like spitting so much free knowledge for us right now. So thank you. Thank you for your time and willingness to share all of this. How do people get in touch with you? And also, I know you said you had a freebie that you might want to share.
Yeah. So I am at Real Deal on Instagram and Pinterest and everywhere. It's RIELDEAL. And if you DM me there, the word guide, I will get you the link to get that freebie resource for those common pitfalls for Pinterest that are keeping you from profit. And same thing for connecting on any of the socials, it's at Real Deal Marketing. So I've loved this conversation today. I could talk for hours upon hours about Pinterest. We just scratched the surface, but I hope that everyone listening got a little bit more understanding or a different perspective about Pinterest and how you can use it. Because I truly believe no matter if you are a service-based business or you're in the hospitality industry, or you're a tech app, you can leverage Pinterest for your brand and make it make sense. And if that's something that you are either looking to do DIY, I would love for you to check out the Pin Better mini course. And, or if you're looking for someone to manage it, we'd be happy to talk about what that could look like for us to take over that expertise and get you those results.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I'm excited. I'll be in Scottsdale 3 times this fall.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to see you. Thanks for coming on the show, and y'all hit her up. I'm also on your email list, and I got one this morning. So yeah. I love reading those emails. Y'all connect with Stephanie. She's a wealth of knowledge. Thank you again for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was so great to see you, and I'll see you again soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.